This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that even amidst an atmosphere of global uncertainty, all experts across the world are certain about India's fast growth. Addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati this afternoon, Prime Minister Modi said that the faith on India's growth is because of its large youth population who are getting skilled at a very fast pace and leading innovations. The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chains in the northeast region.
Sarkar desh ke infrastructure par bhi bahut bada investment kar rahi hai. Institutional reform, industry, infrastructure aur innovation ka yahi combination Bharat ki pragati ka aadhar hai.
Prime Minister Modi said that Assam government also created an environment of ease of doing business and prepared best ever policies for industries and has set a target of becoming a 1.5 billion economy by 2030. Later in the day, addressing the session on advancing semiconductor horizons in Assam for Viksit Bharat, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said that Assam will be the growth engine of India as the government is working on the ground for the development of this area. The Central Bureau of Investigation has conducted extensive searches at over 60 locations across the country in connection with a GAIN Bitcoin cryptocurrency scam. The coordinated search operations are being carried out in major cities, including Delhi NCR, Pune, Chandigarh, Nanded, Kolhapur and Bengaluru, targeting premises linked to key accused. GAIN Bitcoin was an alleged Ponzi scam launched in 2015 by Amit Bharadwaj along with Ajay Bharadwaj and their network of agents. The fraudulent scheme lured investors by promising lucrative returns of 10% monthly in Bitcoin for 18 months. Investors were encouraged to purchase Bitcoin from exchanges and invest them with GAIN Bitcoin through cloud mining contracts. Multiple FIRs were registered across the country, alleging large-scale fraud and money laundering. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said that the Madhya Pradesh government is leading the state on the path of progress by implementing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mantra of development with the conservation of heritage. Mr. Shah was addressing the closing ceremony of the 8th Global Investors Summit held in Bhopal today. During this summit, investment proposals worth around 30,77,000 crore rupees have been received. Mr. Shah said that this summit will help in making India a developed nation by 2047. A Delhi court today awarded life imprisonment to former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar in a murder case related to the 1984 anti-Sikh riots. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja pronounced the judgment for the murders of Jaswant Singh and his son Tarundeep Singh on November 1, 1984. Kumar was already serving a life sentence for another riot-related murder case and his appeal is pending in the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, BJP has said that this decision by the Delhi's Roos Avenue courts is a relief for the victims after 35 years. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, party leader and Delhi minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa mentioned that individuals like Sajjan Kumar and others who held several posts had been roaming freely for many years. He expressed hope that other culprits would be punished soon. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijendra Gupta suspended 21 AAP MLAs including Leader of Opposition Atishi, Gopal Rai, Imran Hussain and Vishesh Ravi from the ongoing Delhi Assembly session amid chaos over the tabling of the CAG report. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom will prove to be a major milestone in the relations between both the countries. Mr. Goyal today held a meeting with a delegation led by the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. In Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Giants by 6 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. While batting first, Gujarat Giants scored 127 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.